And welcome to the Tuesday, March 11th, 2025 Derry Township Board of Supervisors meeting. Our board just met an executive session starting at 6 o'clock and ending at 7 p.m. to talk about legal and land issues. So with that, we will call our meeting to order. And our first order of business is the Pledge of Allegiance. So if everyone would please rise.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, Mr. Jackson, if you wouldn't mind taking the roll.
Sure. Supervisor Smuda?
Yeah, here.
Supervisor Corrado?
Here.
Supervisor Wyckoff?
Here.
Supervisor Giovanella?
Here.
And Supervisor Nutt?
Here.
We have five present.
All right, thank you. Just a reminder, before we get into the visitor and public comments, all of our Board of Supervisors meetings are recorded for the purpose of creating accurate minutes. So if you are here and speaking, just know that you will be recorded, and we ask that anyone that wishes to offer public comment when they come up to the podium, please make sure you give us your name and your address so that we have it for the record. And with that, I will open up the microphone for anyone that would like to place comments on the record this evening. Are you sure, Janelle? Okay. All right, seeing as no one is approaching the podium to offer comments, we will close the first opportunity for visitors to place comments on the record, and we will move on to our consent calendar. So, for those of you who picked up a copy of the agenda at the back of the room, the consent calendar, you can see the items that are on it. It's meeting minutes, our accounts payable, and reductions of financial security. So the board may pull these each out individually, or they may adopt them all as one motion. So I will ask the board their will if they'd like to make a motion to approve the consent calendar.
I move that the Board of Supervisors accept the consent calendar items A through C as outlined in tonight's agenda.
All right. Thank you, Supervisor Wyckoff. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Seconded by Supervisor Corrado. Is there any questions or comments on the consent calendar this evening? All right. Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, and with that, the consent calendar is unanimously adopted. Okay, moving on to new business. Our first order of new business is some celebration of some amazing employees that we have here at the township. Anyone who's worked here or a resident of the township knows that we have an amazing, very professional staff and a very courageous volunteer fire department. And it's been a few years since we've had the opportunity to recognize those who go above and beyond. And so this is our opportunity to go back to recognizing the amazing folks that we have that serve our community. And with that, I will turn it over to Mr. Jackson so he can introduce the department heads and we can recognize some folks here that work for the township.
Sure. It's always great to have the opportunity to recognize our employees. We have a staff of 102 full-time employees and 149 part-time employees, so it is difficult to stand out amongst that many great people. But we do have six individuals here tonight who did manage to do just that and will be recognized by the department heads for recognition here this evening. I'll turn it over to department heads to introduce and brag about their performance winners. And we'll just follow the same order that we do for our departmental reports. So we'll start with Lieutenant Demmel.
Thank you, Mr. Jackson. Our Employee Performance Award winner this year for the police department is David Still. David has been an officer with our department since January of 2022. Prior to that, he worked as a community service officer with Derry Township Police from August of 2019 until he was hired as a police officer. He is a graduate of Hershey High School, has an Associates of Police Science degree from Harrisburg Community College. David is a native of Derry Township, takes great pride in our community. He is involved with the powerlifting team at the Hershey High School, tries to keep the needs of our community at the forefront of what he does as a police officer. David also takes his responsibility seriously as a police officer, putting public safety as a priority in his patrol activities. He is active in curbing reckless driving habits of motorists and is also one of our motor carrier safety assistance program inspectors, able to inspect commercial motor vehicles, locating deficiencies that may make those vehicles unsafe to be on our roadways. This is from the chief. That Dave is a great person, a great officer who represents our department and our township well, and is very deserving of this recognition.
And then if we could have the representatives come up, we have something for you here and we'd like to get a photo.
The 2024 Employee Performance Award for the Department of Public Works goes to Jason Mauser. Jason Mauser started his public service career for Derry Township in July of 2012, when he started as a laborer driver for the Public Works Department. In August of 2017, he was promoted to equipment operator. His latest promotion was in October of 2023, when Jason pursued his current position of parks crew leader upon the retirement of Jeff Kawich. In Jason's short time as crew leader, he has adapted to many changes, including the retirement of a seasoned veteran and longtime park superintendent, Bob Piccolo. Since my hiring, I've had the privilege of working closely with Jason to maintain and elevate the level of service that our residents expect from Derry Township Parks. Jason is deserving of this 2024 Employee Performance Award due to his ability to efficiently lead and direct his peers, his strong desire to learn, his willingness to adapt to new protocols and processes, his positive attitude, the fine workmanship he puts into every project and task, his dependability, his resilience in difficult circumstances, and the pride that he takes in our township parks and facilities. Thank you, Jason, and congratulations.
And if we could, Hershey Fire.
Thank you very much for letting us be here tonight. Each year, the fire company nominates a member or members to receive the Richard B. Rudisill Firefighter of the Year Award. This year, we had numerous candidates, and our award winner is Christopher Stein, who is with me tonight. Chris started with the fire company in 1990. He joined the Marines right after high school to serve our country. From 1994 to 1998, he returned to the area to attend college and again served with our company during those years. After graduating from college, he continued his service in the Marines and served for 32 years. He retired as a chief warrant officer 4 years ago. His retirement brought him back home to Hershey and immediately back to the fire company. We think it's important to highlight some of his service to the country. His resume is 4 pages long, so I'm taking the liberty to give some of the highlights in Cliff Notes style. As a network engineer, he was assigned to the Pentagon. During his enlisted years, Chris was involved in 8 tours of duty. Those tours included, but are not limited to, Operation Desert Storm, Desert Shield, Iraqi Freedom, and Enduring Freedom, to name a few. His awards are also numerous, and again, the list is long, so I'll name a few. Meritorious Service Award, Navy Marine Corporate Achievement Award, Marine Corps Good Conduct Medal, Global War on Terrorism Award, and Kuwait Liberation Award. When he retired, he came back to the fire department immediately to serve the community and the visitors that come to to Derry Township. He jumped in with both feet and is willing to do anything we ask. He was nominated and accepted a trustee's position a few years ago. The trustee's position, for those that don't know, is probably one of the most thankless jobs in the fire department, as anybody that has held that position can tell you. He's one of the 3 in the department. The trustees have many responsibilities and include, but are not limited to, overseeing the maintenance of the building, inspection and testing of the equipment we use, the maintenance of the apparatus, and oversee the general the gear fitting for any new members. Historically, in our department, the trustee's position has been held by at least 1 retired person. That person becomes the go-to person because they're available during the day. In addition to his trustee's position, he remains to be one of our most active members in response to events. And while he's willing to ride in the back seat, he most often can be found driving the apparatus. His membership in the fire service is one that you will find in volunteer fire companies wherever you travel. It's fathers and sons, fathers and daughters, husband and wife, and brothers. Chris's brother Scott is a lifetime member of the department and serves as an assistant chief. His brother Joel served with the fire police for many years before his passing. Members of the fire company greatly appreciate his willingness to serve our needs, keeping the fire company ready to respond and assist people that may be having one of the worst days of their lives. Please join me in recognizing Chris Stein as our firefighter of the year.
It gives me great pleasure to introduce Mary Krikorian as the Employee of the Year for the Hershey Public Library. Mary works at the front desk of the library as a public services assistant. She always has a smile and a warm greeting for everyone, whether it be a patron visiting the library for the first time or her coworkers in the morning. Mary adapts easily to new changes and makes few mistakes in her work. She also possesses great knowledge of databases and has a skill for fostering patron interactions that are warm and friendly. If you've ever been in the library and noticed the fantastic displays that entice you to check out our materials, Mary is responsible for putting together those beautiful displays that make you stop to browse their dynamic covers. I know that she's one of the reasons that I frequently have too many books checked out at once. As anyone who's ever worked in customer service knows, it's often difficult to handle troublesome situations and maintain your calm, but Mary makes uncomfortable situations look effortless, and anyone interacting with her always leaves with a smile. She also took two extra shifts to help cover during a recent maternity leave, which I am very grateful. When asked why Mary was deserving of Employee of the Year at the Hershey Public Library, her manager, Amanda Ekus, responded with, "Mary always has a cheerful attitude and can be counted on to complete a project well. She's one of the first to volunteer to help out. You can tell by her attitude and passion how much she enjoys her work, and patrons regularly compliment her displays." The Hershey Public Library is so lucky to have Mary Krikorian, and her dedication and positive energy fuels our work. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you. Good evening. It's my honor to introduce Diane Cresswell as the recipient of the 2024 Parks and Recreation Employee Performance Award. Diane has truly exemplified what it means to be dedicated, passionate, and driven in her work with us. Diane's journey began with our department when she was an avid lap swimmer at the Hershey Recreation Center. She became a part of our membership community again in 2022 when the Derry Township Community Center opened. Despite facing limited hours during the first summer and fall due to staffing challenges, Diane didn't hesitate to take the initiative and inquire about obtaining her American Red Cross lifeguard certification. In October 2022, Diane officially joined the Derry Township Parks and Recreation team as a certified lifeguard. Her dedication, consistency, and exceptional work ethic quickly caught the attention of our team, and she was promoted to duty supervisor. Diane's commitment to excellence was further recognized when she was named the Aquatics Employee of the Month for January 2025. She's always willing to pick up extra shifts, come in early, or stay late when needed, and is a key part of our team, particularly when it comes to swim tests, onboarding new employees, and maintaining strong communication among staff members. Diane's customer service is top-notch, and she's an exemplary role model for our younger employees, especially those aspiring to careers in the medical field. As a retired charge nurse, Diane's experience has been invaluable, especially in her quick, calm responses in multiple urgent medical situations. She's also incredibly attentive to logistical and procedural changes, ensuring everything runs smoothly and efficiently with lifeguard rotations and programming within the aquatic spaces. Diane, your dedication, leadership, and unwavering commitment to our team have made a significant impact, and we're proud to have you as part of the Derry Township Parks and Recreation family. Please join me in congratulating Diane Cresswell as the 2024 Parks and Recreation Employee Performance Award recipient.
Chuck Emmerich is not present tonight, but he did put together a presentation for Janelle Stumpf.
Really?
I wish I could be here tonight, but a family obligation prevents it. Nevertheless, I want to personally make this presentation. Although the Community Development Department is fortunate to have a dedicated and hardworking team that excels in enforcing regulations, meeting deadlines, and serving our residents and customers, I was tasked with selecting just one employee from the 2024 Performance Award. After careful consideration, I'm proud to award Janelle Stumpf this distinguished honor. Janelle's journey with the township began on April 28, 1998, when she joined as a secretary in the Community Development Department under the leadership of Director Jeff Kaiser. I have known her since those early days, and even then, she stood out for her professionalism, attention to detail, and her quick. She quickly became known as the gatekeeper of the department. Her thorough review of plan submissions sometimes led to sending the applicant away with their incomplete submission. While her meticulous nature earned her respect, and at times a little fear for the applicants, it always ensured that the department ran smoothly and efficiently. It was clear to me from the beginning that Janelle was a key part of what made Derry Township's Community Development Department so successful. I was fortunate enough to experience her work firsthand from the other side of the counter, which contributed to my decision to apply for a position here in 2009. Janelle has consistently exceeded expectations with her organizational skills and meticulous reviews. She has taken on increasing responsibilities over the years, demonstrating remarkable initiative and dedication to the success of the department. Janelle never hesitates to step in and take on a task, even when doing so requires personal sacrifice. Her commitment to the organization is unwavering, and her work consistently inspires those around her to strive for excellence. One of Janelle's greatest strengths is her ability to manage multiple priorities with remarkable efficiency. She consistently meets tight deadlines, manages her time and resources with precision, and delivers results that exceed expectations. Her ability to juggle complex tasks without compromising quality has set the standard for all of us. In recognition of her expanded role and capabilities, Janelle's position evolved in 2018 when she was promoted to Planning and Zoning Coordinator, a new title that better reflected the full scope of her expertise. Her contributions to the department go far beyond what was initially expected of her as a secretary. Beyond her skills and work ethic, Janelle's sense of humor is also a hallmark of her character. In a high-pressure environment where deadlines and demands are constant, she has a unique ability to lighten the mood, whether it's sharing a well-timed gift or an appropriate or possibly inappropriate movie clip. Janelle always finds a way to keep the team motivated and smiling even during the busiest of times. It is truly an honor to have known Janelle for over 26 years, and I am proud to present her as the 2024 Performance Award recipient. Janelle's exceptional work ethic, unwavering commitment to excellence, and ability to inspire those around her make her more than deserving of this recognition. Thank you all.
Becky and Zach, thank you so much for resurrecting this tradition. And Becky, for all of what you did to make this happen. When you leave, if you go out into the lobby and over to the left, you will see there are plaques for all of these honors, and there's a gap in the plaques. And now, thank you to both of you. We are back to recognizing our amazing employees. And your photos will be up there for the next year. So thank you. It's, we have so many wonderful employees, and it's really nice that we had the opportunity tonight to recognize just a few of them. So thank you all for your service to the township, and for all of us on the board, we thank you. And on behalf of our residents who you are serving, thank you so much. This is nice. It's nice. I feel like this entire meeting is like another celebration. So this was a good way to kick it off. And then we get to be the party planning committee with lots of road closures and stuff to come. So so moving on, our next order of business is the adoption of the decision for conditional use application number 2024-06 as filed by Chocolate. Oh, actually, I missed one. I'm sorry. There was already a part. I missed the first party that we're planning, and that's the request to close Java between East Arriba Avenue and East Caracas Avenue for the fifth annual Java Palooza. And I will turn it over to Lieutenant Demmel for some background on this.
Thank you. A request was received from Dave Weaver asking for permission to hold a block party on Java Avenue. The event is called Java Palooza. Weaver has requested Java Avenue between East Arriba Avenue and East Caracas Avenue to be closed to traffic. Festivities will include live bands, food trucks, and activities for adults and children. The date of the block party is June 28th, 2025. From 12 p.m. to 10 p.m. Normally, block parties are evaluated by the police department and, if deemed acceptable, are approved by the department director. Due to the larger nature of this block party and the entire community being invited to it, we thought it appropriate to bring it before the Board of Supervisors for approval. This has become an annual event with no issues that have been reported or observed in the past. An on-duty community service officer will be available to monitor vehicular traffic and pedestrian traffic in and around the event. Barricades will also be provided by Public Works, and on-duty officers will monitor the event as time permits.
All right, thank you. And I see that Dave's here. Dave, did you have anything to add? I mean, your parties are legendary.
I wanted to thank the department and supervisors for making it easy to put this on and do it yearly, and police department for their presence and support. We really we think that's important. This year the event will benefit Coco Kitties, which is Derry Township feline rescue and adoption center, and also Veterans Outreach of Pennsylvania, which is a organization that provides small residential houses for veterans seeking to reacclimate into society, maybe as a result of addiction or joblessness, whatever. They do have to meet certain criteria and standards to be accepted into the OPA, but we think it's two organizations that people are passionate about, and we're hoping to spread the word and invite anybody you think that might have a good time. It's open to everybody, and it's really a success based on how much the word gets out. So whatever you want to do, as much as you want to promote, we really appreciate it. So enjoy the show.
Well, thank you, Dave, for organizing it and for offering to help out local nonprofits, too. I believe the Coco Kitties will be here next week to talk to us. So that's amazing. So thank you so much for taking the ball and running with it, and we appreciate it. So with that, we need a motion to close the street.
I'll make a motion that the request to close Java Avenue from East Oliva Avenue to East Caracas Avenue on June 28th, 2025, from 12 p.m. to 10 p.m. for Java Palooza 2025 be hereby approved.
All right. Thank you, Supervisor Corrado. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right. Seconded by Supervisor Zumuda. Any additional questions or comments? All right. Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Okay. And with that, the motion passes unanimously. Okay. Now moving on to the adoption of decision for conditional use application number 2024-06 as filed by Chocolate LP for 1143 East Chocolate Avenue. Mr. Habig.
Chocolate LP filed a conditional use application on December 10th, 2024, seeking approval from the Derry Township Board of Supervisors for a group child care facility used on the applicant's property located at 1143 East Chocolate Avenue. The hearing for this was held on January 28, 2025. The decision prepared by Pat Armstrong, if adopted as written, would grant approval for the proposed group child care facility, subject to the conditions and restrictions set forth in the decision prepared. The Derry Township Planning Commission, at their meeting on January 7th, 2025, recommended that the conditional use application number 2024-06 be approved, and the department recommendation is that the decision for conditional use application number 2024-06 be adopted as written. Are there any questions for township staff?
So, Mr. Habig, I noticed when I was going through this, one of the big issues that we had all had a concern about was how close the playground area was to the road. And I see that one of the conditions in here is that when we see the land development, that it meets safety needs when it comes back to us. With, I think the applicant mentioned putting in bollards or something along those lines to protect the play area from the road traffic. I know that was in here. I don't think that there's any. I think that was our biggest. Oh, thank you. Thank you for being here. Is there any additional board comments or questions for Mr. Habig or the developer? All right, seeing none, is there a motion?
I'll make that motion that the decision for conditional use application number 2024-06 is hereby adopted.
All right, thank you, Supervisor Zumuda. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, seconded by Supervisor Corrado. Is there any additional comments or questions? All right, hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, and with that, the motion passes. All right. Moving on to Is this the next one? It's the last one. Okay, I'm sorry. All right, the preliminary final land development plan for Milton Hershey School Essential Employee Dwellings, Main Campus, Phase 2, Plat 1397. Again, Mr. Habrig, if you could please provide some background.
Yes. The focus of this land development plan, Plat 1397, is the construction of two additional essential employee dwelling buildings for Milton Hershey School. The two proposed buildings will mirror the two buildings proposed and constructed under Plat 1339 in 2021. Each structure will contain five dwelling units, and each building will be sprinklered. The buildings will be served by public sanitary sewer and water facilities. The plan also proposes a private fire hydrant. The dwellings will be accessed from a single new driveway onto Meadow Lane, approximately 400 feet north of Bachmanville Road. The project narrative states that the additional traffic associated with this project is anticipated to not need a traffic study, and we agree that no traffic study is necessary for this development. The stormwater management facilities for this development include a modification of an existing infiltration basin and a 100-foot extension of an existing riparian buffer along a stream known as Scangawundi Creek. To briefly explain the waivers being requested, waivers 1 through 16, as listed, are requested due to the sheer size of the Milton Hershey School campus. Staff recommends that these waivers all be granted. They are also seeking three deferments, a deferment from Section 185-22.D regarding additional street right-of-way and cartway width for all existing streets on the property. The Plan Commission and staff recommend that this deferment be granted for the additional street right-of-way and cartway width for all existing streets on the property, subject to and conditional on the property owner agreeing to and executing a declaration of covenants in a manner and form accepted to the township to be recorded against the property that would allow the township to require additional street right-of-way and or cart width in the future if deemed necessary. The next deferment reads very similar, and it is for curbs along all existing streets on the property. Again, the Plan Commission and staff recommend that the deferment be granted for curb installation along all existing streets on the property and adjacent to the project, subject to and conditional on the property owner agreeing to and executing a declaration of covenants in a manner and form acceptable to the township to be recorded against the property that would allow the township to require curb installation in the future if deemed necessary. A deferment from Section 185-34.A, sidewalk installation. The Plan Commission and staff recommend that this deferment be granted for sidewalk installation along all new and abutting streets, subject to and conditional on the property owner agreeing to and executing a declaration of covenants in a manner and form acceptable to the township to be recorded against the property that would allow the township to require sidewalk installation in the future if deemed necessary.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Habig.
Department head recommendation, approval of Plat 1397, conditional upon items 1 through 18 being satisfactorily addressed.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions for Mr. Habig on this plan? All right, so for this one, we need a motion for waivers and deferments, and then also a motion for the plan. So is there a motion for the waivers and deferments?
I move that the waivers and deferments are granted from the Subdivision and Land Development Ordinance, Chapter 185, as noted in the explanation section of this agenda item for the preliminary final land development plan for Milton Hershey School Essential Employee Dwellings, Main Campus, Phase 2, Plat 1397.
All right, thank you, Supervisor Wyckoff. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right, seconded by Supervisor Zamuda. Any additional questions or comments? All right, hearing none, all in favor of the waivers and deferments, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? And with that, the waivers and deferments are adopted. I will offer a motion to approve the preliminary final land development plan for Milton Hershey School Essential Employee Dwelling, Main Campus Phase 2, Plat 1397 is approved, subject to compliance with items 1 through 18 in the department head recommendation section of this agenda item. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Supervisor Wyckoff. Any additional questions or comments on the plan? All right, hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? And with that, the plan is adopted. Okay, back to our party planning. Request to close West Ariba Avenue between Glen Road and Valley Road for the 51st annual St. Joan of Arc Festival. Lieutenant Demmel.
Next in our party planning comes from a letter that was received from the festival committee, member Paul Schroeder, asking for assistance. Mr. Schroeder requested West Ariba Avenue between Valley Road and Glen Road be closed to traffic for added safety due to heavy pedestrian traffic attending the festival. This area along West Ariba Avenue will be used for handicap parking as well. Mr. Schroeder indicated that festival committee members will be contacting residents who reside within the requested road closure to inform them of the festival and the intended road closure. The dates of the festival are June 5th, 6th, and 7th of 2025. Festival committee members are requesting the roadway be closed each day during the festival operating hours of 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. Festival committee personnel will be responsible for placing the barricades during the times of the road closures and also for the removal of the barricades at the end of the festival and the roadway being reopened. This has been an annual event with no issues reported and or observed, and the road closure makes it safer for the persons attending the festival. This request has been reviewed and is recommended by the traffic safety unit and the director.
All right, thank you, Lieutenant Demmel. Is there any questions about this road closure? All right, if someone would like to make a motion to close the roads, please do.
I'll make the motion at the request to close West Ariba Avenue between Glen Road and Valley Road on the evenings of June 5th, June 6th, and June 7th, 2025, from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. for the annual St. Joan of Arc Festival be hereby approved.
All right, thank you very much, Supervisor Giovanella. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Supervisor Corrado. Any additional comments or questions? All right, hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? And with that, the road closure is approved. All right, the last item on our agenda this evening is the request to conduct the 8th annual 2025 Trogues Bikes and Beers event Saturday, May 10th, 2025, starting at 8 a.m. You're up, Lieutenant Demmel.
Okay. Request was received to hold the 8th annual Trogues Bikes and Beer event on Saturday, May 10th, 2025, starting at 8 a.m. The event starts at Trogues Independent Brewery, proceeds east on Hershey Park Drive, then turning right on Nalingo Avenue before traveling back through Hershey and surrounding areas. The bike riders will return on Laudermilk Road, turning right on Hershey Park Drive before finishing back at Trogues Independent Brewery. No roadways will be closed for the event. However, a partial lane safety buffer will be implemented for the safety of the bike riders and vehicular traffic at the beginning of the event. This has also been reviewed and recommended by the traffic safety unit and the department director.
All right, thank you. Are there any questions about this for Lieutenant Demmel? All right, seeing that there's no questions, is there a motion?
I'll make the motion that the request to conduct the 2025 8th Annual Trogues Bike and Beers Bike Event on Saturday, May 10th, 2025, starting at 8 a.m. over various township roadways on a route approved by the Derry Township Police Department. Be your
All right. Thank you, Supervisor Giovanello. Is there a second?
Second.
Oh, seconded by Supervisor Wyckoff. Any additional questions or comments? All right, hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? And with that, the motion passes. I feel like the only thing that we were missing this evening was the 4th of July fireworks and Benetton Day. So those must be coming to us soon. So thank you, everybody. We got through the business of the meeting, and now we will move on to supervisor board and committee reports. So we'll start, as we usually do, with Supervisor Zamuda.
I have nothing to report.
Okay. Supervisor Corrado.
I have nothing to report as it relates to boards or committees, but I would like to take a moment to congratulate the Hershey High School boys basketball team for winning districts. That's 50-plus years. That's quite an accomplishment. Yeah,
yeah,
I understand that as well. But that's all I have. Thank you.
Okay. Supervisor Giovanello.
Nothing to report.
Okay. Supervisor Wyckoff.
I have no report this evening. Thank you.
I have no report this evening either. So moving on to our departmental reports. Lieutenant Demmel, do you have anything this evening?
Nothing to report.
And I thought we had Chief Leonard, but is he coming back for a report? No. Okay. All right. So, Mr. Watts.
Despite traveling these roads today, I did not see construction work, but apparently some milling work has started on
already.
The roads that the PA American Water repairs have been done on.
That is amazing. We need to get that out in the sun. We waited a long time for those roads to be paved.
We had received a paving schedule. Actually, I just received it today, but it had been received prior to that. From Pensy Supply, saying it would start on March 23rd.
Okay.
Apparently, they're ahead of schedule. We did see some PA1 calls, but just because they are lawfully allowed to start doesn't mean they start on that date, so we didn't know.
Okay.
But their schedule, weather permitting, was supposed to start on the 23rd and finish up on May 19th.
Oh, that's a long time to pave.
Obviously,
okay.
Obviously, weather permitting.
Okay.
And other things for me, but
so we can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
And I think Becky's preparing a e-news or something to send out to the residents so that they know it's coming.
Well, that's awesome. That is excellent
report, although the
news.
Police might have to up their patrols when everybody's got nice, smooth roadways to travel on the state roads,
yeah,
not township roads.
Well, we were told that waiting would make them better, so let's see if that's true. And also the new hours over at the recycling center, too. I know lots of us, I'm sure lots of our residents, too, are taking advantage of the nice weather and the new hours over there, or the springtime hours.
And this is scheduled night work. It's 6 p.m. to 6 a.m., so
okay.
Should have limited traffic disturbance.
Well, that's...
Yeah, they were definitely in Fishburne and Governor.
Well, that's great news. I know our residents will be thrilled to have the roads paved. It's been a long time.
Maybe there's some outlying PA American stuff that needs last minute fixes that we're not aware. But.
Okay. Excellent. Okay. Mrs. Jacobine.
So Chess Club meets on Saturday, March 15th at 1 p.m. We're continuing our quilting exchange drop-off on all Saturdays until April 6th. And then on April 16th, people can come back and get new quilting supplies. And then on Saturday, March 22nd at 2 p.m., the YWCA and PATH will present Human Trafficking, Preventing and Understanding, which we think is a really good program to attend. So they'll give you information on how to prevent it and how to notice it and report it.
All right, thank you. Ms. Walker.
Thank you. The Parks and Recreation Department is gearing up for the annual egg hunt, which will be held Saturday, April 12th this year, with a rain date of Sunday, April 13th. If we would need to use the rain date, we would publicize that ahead of time. If there's just a little bit of rain or precipitation, we'd probably proceed as usual on Saturday. The first hunt begins at 10 a.m. There's four different categories, so at 10 a.m., we'll have our two and unders, and then every 15 minutes from there, we'll have the 3 and 4-year-olds, 5 and 6, and 7 and 8-year-olds. So anyone under the age of 18 is welcome to participate and come get some eggs and great prizes.
Sounds great. Do you need volunteers or anything like that, or you're good?
We are working on figuring out which staffing from our department's available and volunteers. So
you'll let people know if you need them.
Soon.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right, Mr. Stump.
No report from me tonight.
All right, Mr. Habig, do you have anything else tonight?
Yes. We received a conditional use request for the new lumberyard project. It is very similar to the previous lumberyard project. However, they are incorporating the Mike Langard plumbing property into their plans. As such, we have 60-day timeline in which to schedule a hearing. I have a calendar up on the screen. The gray is unavailable due to posting requirements. So you guys have the option of trying to schedule a public hearing at 5:30 and having it done by 7. The previous conditional use for Lumberyard took 3 meetings over an hour and a half each. So we are recommending that we do a one-day meeting like we did for Governor Crossing on a separate day. However, we can plan on scheduling, say, before the 22nd Board of Supervisors meeting, and if it needs to be continued, already having a continued date picked out.
And David, you said the bulk of the project is the same that we've already approved, or
that,
it's
that
significantly
is my understanding
different.
That the concept is the same. It may look different. The property will obviously be a different shape, but there won't be the questions about what exactly is dwelling for employees and students that there was last time. And there won't be as much looking at what size of a property do we want to limit this conditional use to, because they also came with a zoning change last time. So this one is more straightforward. So we expect it to be shorter, but an hour and a half might be tight if you're trying to do it in one day.
Okay.
So I do have highlighted dates. The 21st of April, the 22nd, you do have the Board of Supervisors meeting at 7 p.m. And if you would like to try to do it from 5:30 to 7 and then schedule a date to finish the conditional use hearing, that is an option for you as well.
Well, I think at least we should try to get it done in an hour and a half. If we do 5:30 on the 22nd and then looking, we all know that we're already available on the 22nd. If we try to do it, if we can't get through it, like you said, I don't know what the rest of the board is available for. The 23rd is fine for me. That if, or even the 29th or the 30th, I don't. What about the other board members? You want to try to just do it the 22nd? And then, but I think that David wanted to have a second, like if we had to continue already scheduled.
That would be great, because then we'd only have to advertise once.
Okay.
If you can advertise 2 dates in one go.
We don't necessarily have to use it.
Correct.
Okay. So do we want to be here 2 days in a row? No. Okay.
22-29.
You want to do 22 and 29? Does that work for the rest of the board? If we have to do the 29th, we can come back the 29th?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, so let's do that. The 22nd before our meeting, and then if we have to, the 29th.
And that will be at 5:30 on the 22nd. And what time would you like on the 29th? As the overflow meeting.
Can we do 6? Yeah.
6.
Yeah, is that okay with you guys? 6?
Six works for us.
Yeah, let's do 6. Okay.
And that is all I have.
That's all. Okay. We do have, I think we have some hearings coming up before our next meeting.
Yes. I believe we have 2 of them,
okay.
Both for short-term rentals, as you guys are pretty
and
accustomed
to. Do we have a liquor
now.
License transfer too, or is that, I thought.
I don't know if that's on the same day, but yes, I'm aware that there is a liquor license transfer coming to you.
Okay. Thank
let's
you, Mr. Haber.
5:30.
5:30 for next meeting too starts at 5:30 too. Is that?
I don't know.
Is it 5:30? Okay. Just so that we're here at the right time. Okay. All right. Thank you, Mr. Habig. Mr. Jackson, do you have anything this evening?
Just to thank our department heads for recognizing their employees here tonight. I know you guys put some work into that, which I really appreciate, and it showed. So thank you. It was great to see everyone here tonight.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Jackson. And that will bring us to our second opportunity for visitor or public comment. So same rules apply. Please come to the podium, name, address, and keep it under 3 minutes. And the podium is yours. All right. Seeing as no one is approaching the podium, we will close the second opportunity for visitor public comment. And our last order of business tonight is adjournment. So is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll make the motion.
All right, thank you, Supervisor Zamuda. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Supervisor Giovanello. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
And the meeting is closed. Have a great night, everybody.